If you're a college hoops fan in Vermont, your eyes will be focused on the Midwest this evening as the UVM Catamounts try to pull off an upset against the Purdue Boilermakers in round one of the NCAA tournament. But just getting that chance took a Herculean comeback effort last Saturday when the Cats took on the Albany Great Danes in the America East Championship game at Patrick Gymnasium. I was there to settle into a bleacher seat and watch a wild one. University marching band's rendition of the Jackson 5's I Want You Back reflected the mood of the sold-out crowd.
Once again, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Catamount Country. This morning is the America East Championship game between the Albany Great Danes and the University of Vermont Catamounts.
The prize Catamount fans were itching to get back was the America East Conference title, missing since 2012, and with it, a coveted automatic bid to March Madness dancing. But as the back-and-forth game progressed into the second half, UVM eventually fell behind by as many as 9 points, and it looked like the Great Danes were poised to spoil the party. UVM came into the game having won 20 in a row, the longest current winning streak of any Division I men's basketball team in the country, and they were undefeated against America East opponents. But while the Catamounts played stifling defense against Albany throughout the afternoon, they were uncharacteristically cold on offense, shooting a season-low 33% in their most critical game of the year. UVM clawed back from that 9-point hole, but it was still anyone's game, knotted at 52 apiece with just 39 seconds left to play. That's when Peyton Henson took a pass from Trey Bell Haynes, drove the baseline hard to the hoop, and banked it home while getting fouled. Henson made the free throw to follow to complete the 3-point play, and the Great Danes would get no closer, the final tally 56-53, as UVM knocked out their longtime nemesis in the America East tournament for the first time in 6 attempts. After the game, amid sighs of relief mixed with jubilation from Catamount partisans, I made my way through the crowd asking fans for predictions about whether UVM could go on to pull off a huge first-round upset in the tournament. You know, like that little win over Syracuse in 2005 when Taylor Coppenrath starred for UVM?
I think they got a better shot at it. Really. They got 15 or 12 guys that can play the game. I mean, they're awesome. They got their second five are as good as their first five.
I think they have a great chance. Apparently, I've looked at like their projections, and they're supposed to be around 11 or 12 seed. And historically, there's been a lot of 12-5 upsets. And so I think they have a great shot.
I don't know. Even though we're a low seed, I think there's a lot of upsets and it can happen. I'm hopeful.
They're balanced. They're well-balanced scoring. Their defense is excellent. They've got a lot of depth. Depends on who the draw is.
I think the chances are really high. It's a really great team. They have really great team chemistry, and I think they just pull it together for the tournament. I think they have a really good chance.
That was Jerry Bazzio, Carter Beeman, Rachel Haar, Gordon Goss, and Kira Hancock, all UVM fans who are quite optimistic for their team's chances in the NCAA tournament following such a dramatic win against Albany. Here to tell us more, though, about the team that UVM will be playing in round one and the Catamounts' chances of winning is our sports correspondent, Andy Gardner. Andy, great to speak with you
again.
Good
to talk with you, Mitch, particularly on this happy subject.
Now, before we get to Purdue, I want to ask about the ranking that Vermont was given by the NCAA Selection Committee, a 13 seed in the Midwest Regional. Could a case be made they should have been ranked higher, which would have given them maybe an easier opponent in round one?
Well, you could make a case for a 12 seed. And, of course, the 12-5 matchups are where most of the early round surprises come through history. But Princeton won the Ivy League, the first Ivy League playoff championship, and that knocked the Cats down to a 13. I think they're the strongest 13 seed of the four, but Princeton just had a slightly better resume. Vermont had good wins over Harvard and Yale this year on their markup, but that's 2 wins. Princeton beat those teams five times.
Yeah, but Vermont was riding, it's still riding, the current longest winning streak in the nation. Doesn't that vault them over Princeton or no?
Well, Princeton is right behind. They've won 19 in a row.
19?
And they also went undefeated in conference play.
Just like the Catamounts. I did not know that about Princeton.
And, of course, Princeton's got a strong pedigree in the tournament. They've got a better history than Vermont. And not that that played into this, but it was an easy pick, I think, for them to put Princeton on that 12 line.
Well, there's no grousing about what the selection was anyway. They're going to face the Purdue Boilermakers. How good is this Purdue team? What can you tell us about them?
This is going to be a tough matchup for Vermont. Purdue won a brutally tough Big Ten Conference by two full games. They sport the Conference Player of the Year, sophomore Caleb Swanigan, an inside presence who is just a double-double machine. Teaming with him is 7'2", 290-pound Isaac Haas. Together, they average 30-plus points and 12-plus rebounds a game. They are the strongest inside tandem in the country. Along with that, Purdue can shoot the threes.
That sounds pretty daunting. I mean, first of all, how does Vermont stop a team with such a big guy on the inside? Vermont is not exactly the biggest team around.
Vermont does have numbers, though, Mitch. The addition of Peyton Henson and Anthony Lamb this year as the foundation for Vermont's post game really gave the Cats the pieces they were missing last year. But they also have five guys they can bring off the bench now. So they're going to throw numbers at Purdue and try and keep things in control that way. Of more concern, I think, is defending the three-point shot. These teams played at the beginning of last season at Purdue. Purdue won 107-79, making 18 three-point shots. That can't happen again.
You know, I want to talk a little bit about the game they won against Albany to get to the NCAA tournament, because I wonder what you think about that game. In a way, it was one of the worst performances that UVM had, at least recently. They shot a season-worst 33% from the floor, didn't really play great offensively, played great defense. Do you think that game, because it was so close, because they actually trailed by 9 at one point, helps them in a way going into the big tournament?
This team is going to be playing without any pressure now, Mitch. Really, for the last 2.5-plus weeks of the season, Vermont was carrying a big weight on its shoulders. It had the unbeaten streak going. It had the tournament opportunity there that they'd fallen short in the past. They could do everything right. If they didn't win that game against Albany, there was going to be an asterisk by this season. And Albany, of course, has been Vermont's bete noire. They've had their number. They've won twice before at Patrick Gymnasium in the championship game. And I think Vermont was tight in that game. You saw it with Trey Bell Haynes, the player of the year, and Anthony Lamb, the sensational rookie. They were a combined 4-for-23 from the field. They were trying to do too much, and the offense just could not find a rhythm. And that happens, and it only takes one hiccup like that to derail an entire season. But you're right. Defense saved them. And that's what Vermont talks about. John Becker says, if we're behind, we don't talk about making shots. We talk about getting defensive stops.
Well, Andy, I got to do it to you. Give me a prediction. What's going to happen, Purdue versus Vermont? Who comes out on top?
I think Purdue will win, but I think Vermont can keep it within 10.
VPR sports correspondent Andy Gardner, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Mitch.